Derek Rodriguez joins us, and as you heard Kerry talk about it, he's brought up. Of course, everyone always talks about his dad. Pudge Rodriguez had a nice picture on Twitter today wishing his son well. 25-year-old. We did sit down with him, and it was great to get to know him in spring training. And, Raf, I appreciate you going back into the archives and finding it. So here's the first interview as a major leaguer up in the big leagues for Derek Rodriguez. So Derek Rodriguez joins us. He's a right-hander. He's up for the Giants. Gomez is in Sacramento, and he's going to back up Suarez. He may be in action today, and he's got a shot to be a starting pitcher here as this rotation, as Kerry says, has to get settled out. You can't pitch like this and think you're going to compete. So he's up here. So Derek Rodriguez joins us. Derek, what's it like being the son of a Hall of Famer?
Just like any old dad, really. I mean, I grew up watching him and being around the ballpark, you know, every day and enjoying baseball. You know, it just has the perks of he was a really good baseball player. So I got to learn a lot from him, and I got to learn a lot from the people he was around. So that was a lot of fun.
Cooperstown was in his future, and a great thing for him and for the family. What was that experience like for everybody?
It was a lot of fun when we went up there last year. The team I was with, the Twins, they gave me 2 days off to go up there, so it was a lot of fun. It's a cool experience seeing all those, you know, Hall of Famers all at one place. But it was a really cool weekend and fun experience.
Yeah, I love it. I love going to Cooperstown. It's always special. It's like New Year's Eve for baseball fans. Yeah. That's what I call it. Tell us a little bit about your growing up around baseball. For you personally, was it Little League, Pony League, and now you're a pitcher. Were you a pitcher as a kid, and how did the development happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, I started out in Texas, playing ball in Texas and stuff, and then my dad got traded to the Marlins. That's when we moved to Florida full-time. But it was, you know, I learned a lot on the field, and when I went with him to the stadiums and stuff like that, and you know, but I didn't really start pitching until high school, and then, yeah, in high school, I only pitched 7 innings. So I only pitched 7 innings, still got drafted as an outfielder, and then 3 years later, I made the switch to the mound.
Well, I would imagine it was a good 7 innings.
Yeah, it was a pretty good 7 innings. It was a lot of fun.
So what do you think when you got drafted by the Twins?
I mean, I was happy. You know, I was happy just to get drafted, just to, you know, have that under my belt, just to, you know, finally get the chance to show everybody what I got. And, you know, but it was a rough first season. A lot of adjustments, you know. A lot of good talent, you know, a lot of these guys throwing 100, and it was crazy, but it was a fun ball club.
All right, so you work your way through the Twins organization, and then the Giants sign you as a minor league free agent, but you do become a pitcher. So who makes you the pitcher?
It was a combination of people. Yeah, it was the GM, the pitching coordinator, the, you know, the hitting coordinator. So, but it was funny because I was in Puerto Rico, I was playing winter ball, and I started as an outfielder, and then I heard a bunch of rumors, and a bunch of guys started asking me why was I hitting if I was a pitcher, this and that. So I called the Twins up, and then that's when they told me that they were thinking about switching me to pitcher. So I was like, all right. So they inactivated me in Puerto Rico. I practiced for like 2-3 weeks, you know, threw a couple bullpens, and then I was on the mound full time.
Wow, what a story. You know, the way baseball is played today, 7 relievers may start the season, but 14 may be used during the season.
Yeah, no, it's a long season. It's 162 games, you know. A lot of things could happen.
Yeah, certainly. All right, a couple of thoughts that come along. Does Dad call you and give you any advice as you go along here?
Yeah, he calls me. He just tells me to calm down. It's the same game, you know, just have fun, you know, concentrate on what you got to do, and at the same time, take it all in, enjoy the moment, and just have fun.
All right, Derek Rodriguez with us, of course, the son of Pudge Rodriguez and a minor league player here in the Giants camp. I like to ask this question. Give me a scouting report on you. If I'm a scout watching you pitch, what do I see?
I don't know. Guy, fastball, curveball, cutter, change.
Okay.
Could locate pretty well. Could show some life on his fastball.
All right. All right. Now, that's what you want to hear. You got to live off the fastball, but you have to have another pitch. Isn't that the case?
Yeah. No, if you don't have a secondary pitch, it's going to make it pretty hard to get some of these big league hitters out, you know, keep them off balance. But, you know, I like to throw my curveball. I like to throw my curveball and my changeup. Those are my two off-speed pitches that I could dominate pretty well.
Now, growing up, of course, your dad is probably your favorite player, but your second favorite player, I always ask that of people who've been connected to the game, who do you like hanging around with or maybe hit you some fungos or have fun with?
Really, I hung out with them only a few times, and it was the All-Star games, but my favorite player always growing up was Derek Jeter.
Okay.
Yeah, Derek Jeter, I think it was a combination of me and him had the same name, and I mean, I loved having, I wore number two because of Derek Jeter, you know, he was my favorite player, the way he did things on and off the field, so, you know, growing up, that was my favorite player.
All right, well, nice to have you on. As I say, this is the story of a young man trying to make a ball club and make an impression, so it's good to have you on, and we'll follow you as the spring goes on. Derek Rodriguez, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.